You are tuned in to the RCI Midday News Edition with me, Keisha St. Helen, for today, 11th April 2025. To start off today, a major police operation early Thursday morning in Foasho has led to the arrest of 9 individuals. According to law enforcement, the arrests are connected to illegal possession of firearms and ammunition. This is the second high-profile operation within the Castries Basin in less than a week. Last Saturday, officers conducted a similar sweep along Chaussee Road leading to Wilson's Yard, also known as Graveyard. That operation resulted in multiple arrests and the seizure of illegal weapons, including one reportedly found in the possession of a wheelchair-bound man. One individual who vocally opposed the weekend police activity was also detained during Thursday's operation. Authorities say the arrest was linked to a commitment warrant with bail set at $15,000. While some residents have raised concerns about the disruption caused by the police presence, others are welcoming the increased security measures. The 9 arrested are expected to be formally charged in the coming days. In other news, the Chamber of Commerce is anxiously monitoring United States trade policies as the present administration promises the imposition of various tariffs on imports from countries including St. Lucia. Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce, Brian Luisi, says the ramifications of these tariffs remains uncertain at this time.
So if we are in a global environment where free trade is no longer the order of the day, but rather we go into an era of protectionism and we're no longer following a rule-based system, which has been totally destroyed by Donald Trump, it is not very clear as to what the ramifications and what the implications and what the effects will be.
Luisi explains that the changing policy stances of the U.S. government only adds to the uncertainty the business community faces at present.
So 1.5 million U.S. applied across 100 containers versus across 10,000 containers. You do the maths, you could see the differential implications. Though yesterday we heard some attempt to clarify, and I don't necessarily want to say walk back, but the implications is that the USTR is saying that these are just proposals and they probably will not come into effect until November and they may not be applied the way they are being interpreted.
That was Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce, Brian Luisi. In more news, Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre is confident in his administration's management of healthcare during its tenure in office. During the St. Lucia Labour Party's town hall meeting in Soufre on Tuesday, Pierre stood firm against criticisms levied against him by the opposition United Workers Party relating to his government's performance in healthcare.
Let's talk about health. Love Issues Health Center kept it for 4 years without doing anything. The Labour Party, with Emma in the government, and my comrade now, we have opened a brand new Lavisus Health Center. Tell them, put it in their pipe and let's talk about health. Because it's health they want to talk about. Health, 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 health. Let's talk about health. Let's talk about
Prime Minister Pierre made light of the debt situation of the OKU hospital, which he says was inherited from the former administration. Pierre explained that his government is making payments against the millions of dollars in debt owed by the hospital.
They left the OKU hospital with millions of dollars of debt. Millions of dollars of debt. Millions. Last week, we paid $25 million of debt for the OKU hospital.
The Prime Minister said work is advancing for the expansion of the OKU hospital with the construction of its 5th wing.
Right now, as we speak, right now, we have begun the plans for the extension of the OKU hospital as we speak. And before the year is over, we are going to begin work on the 5th finger of the OKEU hospital.
That was Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre. To wrap up today, Bank of Saint Lucia BOSL has been announced as the presenting sponsor for the 2025 Saint Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival, marking a significant milestone in the island's cultural and economic development. The bank will sponsor a series of community jazz events, including Soufre Jazz, Waving Libin, Monrepo Jazz, and Moshi Jazz. BOSL has been instrumental in the festival's growth and success for nearly three decades, aiming to enrich the arts scene and give local communities a chance to showcase their talents. The bank also supports educational and community initiatives, including workshops and performances designed to engage youth and promote the next generation of musicians. The St. Lucia Tourism Authority has welcomed BOSL as a presenting sponsor for the main stage performances with a sponsorship value of $200,000. The bank's commitment to supporting main stage events and nurturing the future of the arts on the island is emphasized. The bank will also continue its tradition of supporting community events such as Soufre Jazz and Moshi Jazz, which have become integral to the island's cultural fabric. The Soufre Regional Foundation and its events arm, Soufre Events Management Organization, expresses gratitude for BOSL's continued partnership and investment in the community. That is Friday's broadcast. We recap the headlines. 9 arrested in Fuashu police operation. Chamber warns of uncertainty amid U.S. trade policy shifts, and Kier stands firm on healthcare progress amid opposition criticism. This has been the RCI Midday News Edition. I'm Keisha St. Helen for This has been the RCI Midday News Edition for today, 11th April 2025. I am Keisha St. Helen. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend. Good afternoon.